Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tetani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sage commentary and practical advice to say. We are in season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are in Beis Chaf, Perek Bet Mishnah Chaf, Chapter 2. Paragraph 20, talking about Lo alecha hamlecha legmor v'lo ata ben chorin libatel mimena v'lo ata ben chorin. Maybe from Shalshalis. Hohaya Omer, he used to say, Rabbi Tarfon used to say, Lo alecha hamlecha legmor. You are not required to finish the work. You are not required to complete the task, but you are not free to withdraw from it. This, to me, is the epitome of the idea that you must set in motion any idea, any invention, any creation, any concept or innovation that you have in mind. Who knows where it's going to go? We don't know where it's going to be. We don't know where it's going to end up, but you have to at least start it. This, for me, this phrase is a major inspiration going back to when I started the podcast. I had no idea where it was going to go, but Hashem put the ideas in my mind for the OT one, the Pirkei Avos one, the Daf one, the Parsha one, and the Life one. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know how long it's going to last. I hope I could do it for many, many years to come on Meva Esm Shana, but I know I cannot avoid it. I cannot miss out on the opportunity. I'm not required to complete the task. I should be zochet to always finish every season upon season, but I have to at least start. You have to start. You can't withdraw from it. You have to begin. Kol haschalot kashot, of course. All beginnings are hard, as the Talmud teaches us elsewhere. But you cannot absolve yourself of the responsibility to at least start, to at least begin. You have to put in the effort. You take that first step, and it will come with you. Hashem will lead you along the way. B'derach sh'adam rotze leilech b'molichen oto. The way you want to go, Hashem will take you, but you got to take that first step. You might not be able to finish your life's dream, your life's work, but you have to at least start. Rabbi Meir Shapiro instituted over 100 years ago the idea of Daf Yomi. Did he know that it would take off? Did he know it would have 13 or so cycles of thousands of people learning thousands of Blat Gemara? No, but he initiated it at that Aguda convention a long time ago. And since then, people go upon go upon go, and people say, I'm going to start Daf Yomi. Blei Neder. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the whole 7.5 years, but at least let me start with Brachos. Brachos is a great Masechta to start with. It's interesting. It has different topics. We talk about blessings. We do every day. And then in and out throughout the 7.5 years, we get very interesting. Agadata right now. We're in Tanis. A lot of cool stuff in Gemara Tanis. Check out the TTD to find out. Different stuff we learn every day. Tanya talks stuff, but you gotta at least start. We don't know where it's gonna go. We don't know where it's gonna be. No one knows what's gonna happen in years or months or even days, but you have to at least start. You're not free to withdraw from it. He goes on to tell us, Im lamadata Torah harbe, if you have studied much Torah, nosim lecha sachar harbe, Hashem will make sure to get you great reward. We don't do things for a reward. You do things for a lishma. Hashem will make sure it gets back to you. Hashem will get back to you. Hashem will make sure to pay you the wage of your labor. There's no better boss than Hashem. There is no better supervisor than Hashem. We're about to finish the Mishnah and finish off the Perek. What a wonderful Mishnah to end off on, to think about for Chapter 2, for Perek Bet. Who is a better employer than Hashem? Who is a better boss, a better supervisor than Hashem? No one. He, and only he, will make sure and guarantee you to get you what you need. I'm actually having a lot of struggle with Emunah and Bitachon these days. You know, we have a ton of debt due to tuition and whatnot, a young family like everyone else. You wonder, where is it going to come from? How are we going to pay it off? So my wife suggested, she read Shara Bitachon of Chavos Alvavos last year, and I actually, Blinetter, picked it up, and I started reading a page a day, really one side of a page. Fascinating what the Rabbi Bachaya says, different than the Rabbeinu Bachaya from Torah. What he says in Shar B'Tachon right now, we're talking about eight reasons why B'Tachon is better than alchemy, better than science, better than any chemistry. Hashem is the one that will get it back to you. You can't even rely on money, because sometimes money is worthless. Like in the times of Yirmiyahu, when he prophesied that there'll be such famine in the streets, there's no food, there's such a dearth, a drought of food, no amount of money could help you. Hashem is the best employer. Hashem is the best supervisor. Hashem is the best boss and the only boss to really have. Understand, it all comes from Hashem. Understand, it all is Hashem. No one else will get it to you. Only Hashem. V'ne'aman hu'ba melachtecha she'yishalim lecha sechar pu'ulasecha. Understand, He will pay your wages. He will pay your labor. He will be the one to do so. Understand and know that the real reward of the righteous, the real reward is not in this world. It's in the world to come. This world is like a prozdor b'fnei ha'olam haba. Hatkin atzmacha b'olam hazeh kedei shetikanes l'olam haba. Prepare yourself in this world. The antechamber, the fakeness of this world. This is not the real Olam HaEmes. The next world is to be with Hashem. Spiritually, to bask in His presence, in the pleasure of being in the divine light of Hashem. That's the real reward. Whatever we have in this world won't even compare an iota. Yafesha achas b'tshuva matzim tovim b'olam hazeh mikol chaye ha'olam haba v'yafeh. Sha'achas mikoras ruach mikol chayei ha'olam hazeh. Pirkei Avos teaches us elsewhere, an hour, whatever an hour means in the next world, is better in terms of reward and better in terms of spiritual bliss and actual hana'ah and benefit than all of the reward of the whole world of history combined. And an hour of tshuva, ma'asim tovim, is better than the whole world to come, because this world is about work. This world is about fixing yourself, helping yourself, working on yourself. The next world is stagnation. You could only reap the benefits of what you did in this world. You could only be zoche to have whatever nachas from whatever you did in this world. This world is about working on yourself, doing, acting, getting accomplished things. Next world, you can't do that. You could only get the reward and reap the reward there. So make sure to work on yourself here. Make sure to get that started. That first step is the hardest. Once you do that first step, you're good to go. Then you can keep going. We don't know when you'll finish, but you have to at least start. You cannot absolve yourself of responsibility, especially if you have an idea, an innovation, an invention, something that could help the world, especially in a Torah, mitzvah, chesed kind of a way. You must do it. If you learned a lot of Torah, God will give you that reward, and He is the best boss, the only boss to be relied upon, and the best reward, the real reward, will come in the next world. The Sforno points out there is no excuse for the person who asserts that it is not worthy to toil for the sake of Torah knowledge, since it cannot be attained in a short time. Any portion of Torah that a person masters is important and significant to the master of the house, even if one does not complete the task. Even if a person who has studied all of it thinks that he has completed the entire task, in truth, he is not free to withdraw from it. For a person who continues to occupy himself with Torah continually adds to his perfection, earns greater reward, for he finds more favor in the eyes of the king. As our sages said, Ein adom ashona pirko me'a pa'amim, l'shona pirko me'a va'achas. You cannot compare one who repeats his chapter of Torah study 100 times to him who repeats it 101 times, from Gemara Chagiga. And he can be relied upon to pay your wage, even though it is improper that this be your intention. Rather, it is fitting that you serve him out of love. Nevertheless, he can be relied upon to reward you. Eino mekapeach sechar kol bria. He does not deprive any creature of its reward. And that comes from Gemar Pesachim. According to the Sforno, Rabbi Tarfon teaches that although it is next to impossible for a person to master the entire Torah, a student should not be discouraged from mastering however much of it he can, accomplishing whatever he can, because he will receive a great reward for his accomplishments. At the same time, he warns against feeling satisfied with one's accomplishments in Torah, for it has no limits. One can never say that one has finished studying it. Of course, finishing the parak, we must say Rabbi Hananya ben Akasher Omer. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasher says, Ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael. Hashem wanted to confer merit upon Israel. Therefore, he gave us so many opportunities, so many chances, so many abilities to get that reward as long as you take that first step. Lefika Chirbalham Torah Mitzvos. Therefore, he gave us an abundance of Torah and Mitzvos, especially things that relate to different people. I connect very much to Pirkei Avos. You can connect very much to Navi. You can connect very much to Halacha. There's something for everyone in Judaism. Shenemar, as it says, Adonai Chafetz Lematzik O Yagdo Torah V'Yadir. Hashem desired for the sake of Israel's righteousness, for Israel's righteousness, that the Torah be made great and glorious. How fitting to end this parak with that message, with this message from Rabbi Hananya ben Akasher. You put yourself out there. You take your first step. You do what you can to accomplish in this world. You don't absolve yourself from responsibility. You make sure to contribute what you can to your down amos of the world. You learn a lot of Torah. Hashem will give you the reward. He is the best boss to pay you. He will give you the reward. He'll give you the ultimate reward in the world to come because Hashem wants us to do the mitzvos, to do the Torah. He gives it to us in abundance to give us merit. He wants us to be righteous. He wants the Torah to be made great and glorious. So the question for you is, what will you do to make your contribution, to make sure to have your Dalet Amos? I have my ideas that Hashem put in my head, and I work on them, and I run with them. My shows and these side projects, besides from the normal day job, these are what I want to do. What can you do to take your first step? It's not on you to finish the task, but you must at least start the task. What can you do for the world to make God glorious and sanctified in this world, starting with today? Join us next time as we begin Chapter 3 here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.